This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, and it's Christmas time. Start thinking about gifts. How about giving yourself a gift? How about the gift of a wonderful Disney vacation? And you want to make sure that when you give yourself that vacation, that everything goes according to plan and everything is perfect. That's where the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel come in. Give them a try. You won't be sorry. Visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on this very, very special podcast is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, we've been waiting a long time to do this show, haven't we?
And boy, I like our new recording studio here. We're at the Contemporary Resort, and the digs are really nice. I think I could get used to this. I think we should do this all the time, just hop resorts and record all over the place.
Yes, we are at the expansive studio south of Mickey Miles Podcast, and we have very comfortable seats, and we have a very very interesting castle to our over our shoulder, whatever. And we are here with very special guest from Mouse Fan Travel and MEI Travel is Becky Menken. Becky, welcome to this very special show.
It's great to be here at this very special show in this very special comfy chair that I would really like to have in my living room.
Don't they have them at the beach club?
No. As a matter of fact, maybe I need to change resorts.
There you go. There you go. So Becky has joined Michelle and myself here to help talk about something that's very, 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 very special. This has been in the works for a while, and it takes a while to do the magic that Becky has been known to do, and we've been able to pull something together that we are going to announce today. And it involves the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, and it involves Mickey Miles, and it involves a very special announcement that we're going to make in January. But before we get to that, Michelle, would you like to say a few things?
Well, I think very special is the word of the day. The words of the day. Yeah, it's very, very special. You know, Mike and I have known Becky for a long time, and we have been the recipients of many of her magical experiences, and nobody does it better than Becky. So when we knew that we had a really big announcement to make about the Mickey Miles Podcast, we knew the person that we needed to help us help set it in motion, and that's Becky. So I can't wait to tell everybody what we plan on doing in January.
Now, Becky, before we get to that, would you like to talk about some of the things that you and I have been involved with and some of the magic that you have brought to so many people over the last decade or so?
Wow, where do you start? I mean, obviously, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel handles all kinds of vacation travel, even for small families, for singles, for couples. We kind of do that all. But over the years, we've kind of become known for doing special events. And those special events can be anything from engagements on property, which we've been known to do for many people that we know as well, all the way to shutting down a ride and doing a dinner inside or doing special things like taking over the Osborne lights and having only 100 of us on the street. So it pretty much is, honestly, if you can dream it and pay for it, you can do it. So there's all kinds of magic that we can do on property at any of the Disney destinations, actually. And we have a lot of opportunities that are available to especially groups that want to do something special together and have that opportunity to network, have a meal, have a little pixie dust thrown on their gathering, and that's what we specialize in.
Well, I want to say a little bit more. There are obviously, and you didn't say this, but I think that it should be said that a lot of the things, a lot of the magical events and experiences that you have created for your clients were your own brainchild. You brought these ideas to Disney and they would say, I think we can do it. And a lot of your ideas have come to fruition. And I just want people to realize that, you know, it's not always Disney who comes up with these ideas. It's you working in partnership with them. Is that correct?
Absolutely. What we try to do is we work with each of our clients individually and find out what it is that will make the magic for them. And then we'll go to Disney and we'll say, you know what, this particular client, it has an affinity for the Tower of Terror. So what can we do for them to make something really special? And I'll sit down in the room with my partners at Disney, and we will blue sky. We literally do call it blue sky sessions. And we throw around ideas to find out what they can do for us within the budget that the client has. So, again, pretty much the sky's the limit.
Now, what we're going to talk about today involves the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And we know a lot of you who are listening out there will be in attendance. And Michelle and Becky and I wanted to do something special. And with a very, very busy schedule for all three of us, we tried to figure out what we could do. We were limited with time and a few other components, but we've come up with something that we're pretty excited about. So we have been thinking about something for a long time, and Becky has been working very hard on this. Michelle and I have been thinking about, you know, what would be good, and we turned to Becky because we knew that she's like the Shell Answer Man, except that she's the Shell Answer Girl. And we've worked very hard for the last several weeks on getting something just right, and we think we're ready to go with this. So what we're going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Michelle, and she's going to tell everybody what this is all about.
I can't wait. Thank you for giving me the honor of being able to do it. So our special event on Marathon Weekend is we are going to invite you to come and have a brunch with us, and it's going to be on January 9th, and it's going to be at Ariel's, which is at the Yacht and Beach Club. And it will be right after the 5K. So it will be starting at about 10 o'clock and ending at 12 o'clock. And I'm really, really excited about it. And I wanted Becky to tell us a little bit about Ariel's because she's done events there before. Can you tell us a little bit about the space where we're going to be?
Yeah, I actually really enjoy this space because it's not one of those locations that requires everybody to have a park ticket to get to. But still, it's really nicely themed. And it's at the Beach Club Resort, right next to Beaches and Cream. So if you have this hankering that you need a No Way Jose after the breakfast, it's right there. But the Ariel's location is a nice, quaint location that is that holds enough people without being so huge and not having a theme to it. It really does feel like it. That room tells a story without really having to, go too much trouble to decorate it. And it's easy to get to, especially people who are, over at Epcot and they're coming back over from the 5K. It'll be easy to access.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we picked that day, because we knew that there would be a lot of people doing not just the 5K, but the 10K, the half and the full, the dopey, the goofy. And we thought that we needed to be very, very careful in selecting which day. So as Becky just said, we selected the Thursday, which is the 5K, and after the 5K, everyone who will be attending this event can walk through Epcot and go over to Ariel's. Now, Michelle, you want to add a little bit more?
Sure. It's going to be $40 a person, and it's going to be a breakfast buffet. But, Mike, there's something else that we have going on then, too. Do you want to tell everybody?
Well, over the past year and a half, Michelle, we've had many Mickey Mouse meets, and it's been fun meeting everyone, and we're putting names to faces every time we meet, and it's been really, really great. And we thought, we need something a little bit more. So we thought maybe putting together some kind of a private meet, as this brunch will be, it will be an opportunity for everyone to relax and discuss, their running and to network, and we just thought it would be very, very appropriate to do something like that, especially on Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. All our listeners are very special to us, so we wanted to do something very special. And there's that word special again, and we will be having an announcement on that day. We have been putting plans together to do something very important to our for our listeners, and we're going to make that announcement on that day. So those of you who will be attending that day will be the first to hear it. Michelle, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, you might may be wondering when you can get the tickets. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be opening up the tickets for availability on Thursday, December 12th, Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m., and you can we'll put the link on the Mickey Miles podcast page. Unfortunately, we only have 40 spaces, so if you're interested in coming for the brunch, it's going to be very interesting, very fun, but you got to get in there fast because we only have 40 spaces available.
I want to add something very, very important, and this goes without saying that when we do have events like this, and like we said at the beginning of the podcast, Becky has been involved in a lot of these, and when you do something on Disney property, when you do something at a resort, when you're trying to put something together like this, you can't do it without a sponsor. And I want to make sure that everyone understands that without Becky's sponsorship to help us put this together, we would not be able to keep the price as it is. And I want to thank you, Becky, for that. And we look forward to many more events like this.
Well, thank you. But we're really proud to support your efforts because I have a feeling I know some of this big news that might be coming down the pike, and I can't wait for you to announce this in front of all of your listeners who have been following you for so long. It's going to be really exciting. I'm really proud to sponsor the show. I'm really proud to sponsor this event, and I can't wait to see everybody's faces.
It's going to be very, very, very special. Michelle, before we sign off, we're going to I'd like you to tell everyone again where they will find this information to sign up and actually where we're going to post the information and when this information will be available.
So the breakfast itself will be on Thursday, January 9th. That's going to be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Ariel's at the Yacht and Beach Club. It's $40 a person, and there's going to be a great brunch. So it'll be nice if you're refueling after the 5K and continue to fuel before your other races if you're doing other races. And the tickets are going to be available. We'll put a link on the Mickey Miles podcast page on Thursday, December 12th. At noon Eastern Standard Time, so you'll be able to get your tickets then.
Very good. So I guess, is there anything else we want to add? Becky, thank you so much for all you've done for us and for all your clients over the years, and we appreciate you being here, and we will see you that morning, won't we?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world, and thank you for the opportunity. Again, this is going to be fun.
So for Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel and MEI Travel and Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you at the brunch. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. It's time to start planning those 2014 vacations, and there's no other place to go than MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, where you'll get the best experience, the best service, and the best results. Go visit them to plan your next Disney trip or any trip for that matter. Go visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.